Hello, everybody. Welcome to the month of Tammuz. It's the fourth month on the Hebrew calendar. It started Friday, July 5th at sundown. And we've just come through the powerful month of Sivan. You have remembered your covenant relationship with God based on the Ten Commandments. This is from the book of Exodus 19 and 20. We remember Acts chapter 1 and 2, where Jesus mantled us with the Holy Spirit, his power and presence to go forth. And so we are a people who have been labeled a royal priesthood and a holy nation. And this is what we need to hold on to during the month of Tammuz. Do not forget your identity, because this is the month where stripping is done to keep you in a holy place. So Tammuz can be a tough month. There's been a lot of spiritual warfare, and it's going to continue for the next 4 to 6 weeks. There's going to be things that God is going to reveal, because he doesn't want you to be worshiping that which is not him. And throughout our lives, every year, God will take us through a stripping phase. And in this month of July, that's what this is. This is the month of stripping. And so God wants your identity pure and holy and righteous. He wants you to remember you're a royal priesthood and a holy nation. That's exactly what the Israelites forgot when Moses was up on the mountain. And he was up there for a very, very long time. And as he was up there, we find that the people began to start worshiping idols from Egypt. And they went backwards. So you may have come far, and God may have spoken to you in Sivan, given you a strength of identity in being a member of his royal priesthood and holy nation. God would have increased the mantles, personal mantles that he's given you, the different spiritual gifts, apostle, prophet, pastor, teacher, evangelist, healing, administration, worship, finance, a whole lot of different giftings, tongues, interpretations of tongues. And then now, he wants those things, those mantles that have been assigned to you. And then maybe you've had an assignment of mantles years ago, but what happened is there was an increase that was given to you. Okay, so you're getting ready to step into something much greater. He does not want those idols to trip you up in the remainder of the year. And so right away, he reveals in Exodus how the people fell into not remembering their identity. So Tammuz is a month where God strips us, but it's also a month where he strengthens our identity. So there's a stripping, but there's also a strengthening, because the things that God's going to reveal to you this month are going to be very, very intimate about your thoughts and your patterns and your behaviors, the things that you have accumulated over the past year that you've put a lot of emphasis and time on, that God does not want your thoughts to be on those things anymore. In other words, they have taken away the time that he wants you to worship him. Remember, he's a jealous God. He says that. He says, I'm a jealous God. And he's like, I want my people to worship me. And so we are inclined to worship all kinds of other things. We know that because Jesus was challenged in Matthew chapter 4 to come and follow the enemy and worship the desires for provision, protection, and acceptance instead of standing firm in relationship with God. And so Jesus passed the test. He passed it, because with every single invitation that Satan gave him in Matthew chapter 4, when he was fasting and he was in the wilderness, he responded with the word of God. So he stood firm and he stood fast. And so God is strengthening us in this month of Tammuz that we should do the same thing, that we should not be like the Israelites and come to the base of the mountain. And when we are searching for the voice of God and we might not hear him, that we would then turn to idols in order to fill our needs. Now, an idol is something that we set up that helps us overcome lack in our life. So anywhere that you're lacking provision, protection, and acceptance throughout your life, and this is everyone, okay, me included, right? We set up different patterns or different behaviors, or we have different ideas that's going to help cover us in those areas. But there's only one that covered us, and that was Jesus Christ. And when he shed his blood on the cross and he was buried, he resurrected, and he ascended, He redeemed and gave back to us all that we need from the fall of man. See, Adam and Eve, when they were cast out of the garden, they were cast out with basic needs for provision, protection, acceptance. And they had to go forth and find those things, okay, without God. But there was a way back through the garden, and that was the flaming sword. And Jesus is the flaming sword. So we come back through him into the garden. There should be no need for us to worship idols. But the fact of the matter is, our patterns and our DNA, apart from Christ, functions like it needs to have those things. So we need to be encouraged in this time and season to stand fast, to hold firm to the confession of our faith. And in this month of Tammuz, this is exactly what God is wanting us to do, is he's going to reveal to you this month the things that you hold higher than him. He wants those things to come down, because the mantles and the assignments that he's given you, they can be tripped up if you don't grab a hold of what the idols are that could prevent you from stepping into the next levels that he has for you. So God is so good, because in Sivan, he mantles us with his covenant. He gives us identity as a royal priesthood and a holy nation. We agree with his covenant. He then assigns us new mantles, and then he gives us new tasks to do that will cause us to use those mantles in a variety of different areas. He will increase the mantles, but then in Tammuz, he says, okay, I've blessed you with this. I don't want you to worship these things that I've given you. I want you to worship me, and I want you to stay pure, holy, and righteous. I want you to keep my covenant in the midst of what you're faced with. I don't want you to return or retreat back to past behaviors, to going for certain things that are not of me. I don't want you to be lured by the enemy. So this is the month that we get strengthened. And how do you get strengthened? You first got to be stripped. And so God's going to give you dreams. He's going to give you visions. He's going to reveal to you the things that need to come off of you, the things that are preventing you from stepping in to the fullness of the mantles that he already assigned to you in the month of Sivan. This is what he did with the Israelites. Though Moses was up on the mountain for a long period of time, when they did not hear the voice of God coming through Moses, they began to question their identity. And they went back to the patterns of Egypt, and they formulated these gods. Even Aaron himself forgot who he was, that he was one of the leaders. He was one of the royal priests of the royal priesthood. He even forgot that. And so this month, do not forget who you are. Because when the enemy comes to taunt you, and he comes to reveal to you the things that you're clinging to that are not of God, the fear and the worry and the anxiety that is formulated around your life and your existence, what's creating that? As the enemy begins to bring you to that place, stop and say, but I'm a child of God. I'm a member of the royal priesthood, the holy nation, and I will not go for those things, but I will stand in my cleansing and my healing and my wholeness. I will stand in my identity. I will hold fast to my confession of faith in this time. I will put on my faith at a high level, and I will believe God in this time and season. And as the enemy comes hard, listen, stand fast in God, because your anointing is going to be strengthened, okay? And you're going to see things you haven't seen before. You're going to recognize some things about yourself that you didn't even know were there. So Tammuz strips, but it also opens our eyes to the potential hiccups or snags or ensnarements that the enemy will bring later down the line when we're accelerating really fast. See, judgment begins with the house of God first. And the Lord is dealing with his people. Come on, this year, 2024, he's been dealing with us. He is trying to raise us up in our identity as a royal priesthood and a holy nation. Even the Apostle Peter tried to remind the people of this later in the New Testament. We have to be reminded every day that we have been called, anointed, appointed, and set apart. We do not have to fall prey to the lies of the enemy. We do not have to fall prey to our feelings, what we're feeling, okay? Your feelings are entrapped in cycles of the earth and of the soulish realms, but you are spirit first, all right? You are born of the Spirit of God. And so see and hear and understand the differences between the spirit realms and the soulish realms. Jesus took us to Mount Zion, okay? So we're no longer at the base of Mount Sinai anymore, but through our death, burial, resurrection, and ascension in him, we are now in Mount Zion, the heavenly Jerusalem, where the myriad of angels is. We are in a place of faith, where we are called to live in the realms of the ascension, knowing that God provides, protects, and accepts us in every way. And with that power and with that strength of faith, we can go forward. Now, some of the things that God might be dealing with you, I'm just going to be just frank here, okay, is no, anywhere that you're seeking after notoriety or acceptance, or if you're being very competitive with other people, if you're beginning to look at your brothers and sisters in the faith and you're getting competitive, and I don't mean like healthy, you know, getting to know people so that you can get to next levels, that healthy level of wanting to go to next levels in our relationship with God, but that we're jealous. If you're dealing with these kinds of things, if you're fearful of where your sustenance is going to come from, I want to pray for you now because we're going to break that off in the mighty name of Jesus. These are the things that God's going to bring to your mind. He's going to say, are you seeking after notoriety? Are you jealous of your friends and where they're at and you're not? Because God says, I have called you, anointed, appointed you, and assigned you to a specific duty. Then he says, listen, I am your sustenance in every way, not these things. Listen, your job's not even your sustenance. I know you think that you're getting up every day and you're going to work. That's your sustenance. That's not your sustenance. That's just something that God gave you in a moment in time that he's using to feed you. But the job is, it can turn into the God. Your job is not your God. God is God. And he gives us things and we'll turn those things into idols. We'll turn relationships into idols. We'll start worshiping people that are around us. I mean, the Israelites ended up worshiping Moses to the point when they didn't hear his voice, they got afraid, and then they started acting like they didn't know who they were again. See, come on, we got to be stronger than this. We got to be more advanced than this. This is what Tammuz is going to bring out. Tammuz is going to strip you, but it's going to strengthen you. There's going to be some difficulties this month. I'm just telling you straight up. And Tammuz 17, all the way to the 9th of the next month, Av, Menachem Av, which means God the Comforter, is a time of called Between the Straits. It's 3 weeks of mourning. I'll share with that more in the weekly words that are coming forth. But July is a tough month. Listen, I was born in the month of July, right? And I mean, I love this month for a lot of reasons, but it's a month that I grow the most. It's a month where God reveals to me the most. And this month, Tammuz happens to be in it. Sometimes Tammuz can run more into August. But this month, this year, it's falling smack dab here in the middle of July. So it's a time where we need to set ourselves apart. So I want you to consecrate yourself, set yourself apart, and say, God, just deal with me. Show me what my idols are, because you have given me new mantles and assignments, and you've called me to be a royal priesthood and a holy nation, and I want to move forward in that. And so I want to encourage you today. I actually want to encourage you right now from Deuteronomy chapter 4. Chapter 4, verse 30. And this is about the covenant blessings. Remember, the covenant is the Ten Commandments. What are the Ten Commandments? They're who God says he is, and that's who he says we are. We're not to steal, we're not to kill, we're not to lie, we're to honor our parents, we're to practice the Sabbath. These are the things. Read them again in Exodus 19 to 20. Set yourself apart as holy and righteous. So Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 30. It says specifically, when you are in tribulation and all these things have come upon you, even in the latter days, if you will turn to the Lord your God and shall be obedient unto his voice, for the Lord thy God is a merciful God. He will not forsake thee. He will not destroy thee, nor forget the covenant of thy fathers, which he swore unto you. See, you want to get right with God? Go back to the word. Go back to who he says he is and who he says we are. Read Exodus 19 and 20. Remember again. Then read Acts chapter 2. And remember what Jesus says. He says, listen, You're going to receive power from on high. I'm going to mantle you with my power. I'm going to give you a new DNA. See, we fight with our new DNA against our old DNA. You are a brand new creature. You died on the cross with Christ. You were buried with him, resurrected with him, and ascended with him. Okay, you're a brand new creature. But this flesh, this soulish realms fight against that reality. And so maybe you got to learn more about this. Maybe this is something that you don't even know and understand. You're a spirit man, and that is holy and righteous and pure. You were born of the Spirit of God, but the soul's in transformation, and it fights between two realms, the soulish realm and the spirit realm. And anything in the soulish realm is captivated and held strong by the enemy. Now, Jesus defeated the power of sin, death, and the grave, and so he took away the power that Satan had over our souls. However, Satan is a master of witchcraft. And so he'll make us think things that aren't true. And so this is why this word today is, I'm telling you, this is who you are, royal priesthood and holy nation. I want to speak that to your soul. You are a royal priesthood and a holy nation. Royal means you have all of the royalty, all of the impartation of the royal king himself. Every resource, every need is supplied by the royal king. You're royal. You're a priesthood, which means you've been set aside and set apart to worship him. You're holy. You're holy as he is holy. You're called to be holy. And we are a nation of people coming together, declaring and decreeing that he is king and nothing else is king. And so this month, you're going to find out, what have you been holding up as king that should not be king? And listen, we got to go through this every year, sometimes a couple of times a year. If you want to fully step into your promotion, there's going to be warfare. Warfare proves your promotion. So this is the threshold that you got to cross to get through all the way to Tishrei and then beyond. See, this is the story of the Israelites, and it is revealed in the Hebrew calendar. Every single month, they journeyed along, and God revealed another aspect of himself, another aspect of who they were, and this is one of those months for it. This is one of those serious months, this month of Tammuz. Now, just hold fast, stand firm, and remain in the covenant. And listen, get on your knees before God, ask him for forgiveness. We should be doing that every day. Repentance is not a dirty word. It's a way of life. Every day you should be repenting, taking communion, asking God to deal with you. Come on. That's something I say every day. I'm all the time. I'm like, God, just deal with me. Deal with me. I want the discipline of my Father so that I might be like him in everything, and how I think and how I feel and how I respond to the earth realms, and how I'm a royal priest and a part of his holy nation. And so God wants you to do the same thing. Now, I'm going to pray for you right now, because I know that this is tough. You know, I didn't come with the word for Tammuz that this is going to be some great happy month. I mean, you know, we came through Passover. We went through the month of Iyar, which is all about supernatural provision. And then we went through Sivan, which is all about God mantling and draping us with who he is. Because he draped you with who he is, it's time for you to be pressed into who you are as his, right? That you carry his identity. See, when you strengthen in this area, Satan cannot take you down. He will not take you down. You've just got to be strong in knowing who you are. Do not doubt. Do not be tossed to and fro with every doctrine or every word, but stand firm on the word of God. He is the word. And Jesus has mantled you with his Holy Spirit. You have holiness on the inside of you. It's just your soul that's got to get into alignment, but it's the soul in the soulish and the earth realms that Satan has access to. And God wants to cut it off in the mighty name of Jesus. He wants Jesus's blood to say, no more, get your hands off my kid. But we got to be in agreement with that. So although Jesus did it and all things have been redeemed, you've got to know who you are, and you've got to walk in redemption. You got to walk in all things have been redeemed. You got to walk in the newness. You got to walk in the new hope. You got to walk in the new mantle. You got to walk in your royal priesthood and holy nation. Come on, somebody needs to repeat that after me. I am a royal priesthood and a holy nation. I'm a royal priest in a holy nation. Come on. This is something that should be a mantra over your life. Say it over and over again. it's very hard for our mind to grab a hold of the goodness of God and what it is that he's done for us. It's incredibly difficult. It's very easy to think about bad things, wrong things, anxious things, worrisome things. Those are not the kingdom. The kingdom of heaven has arrived and it came in Jesus Christ. And so we're the kingdom being made manifest in the earth. And so the kingdom has kingdom rules. And one of those is you're a royal priesthood and a holy nation. Don't allow the enemy to tell you any different because he wants to. But as God uses whatever warfare is coming against you, because God's not creating this warfare, the enemy creates it, but it's because you have open doors. We got to shut those doors. Identify the idols, write them down, repent of them, ask for forgiveness, and then start fresh on a strategy and a pattern that God will give you to fight forward in your new royalness, in your new holiness, becoming a part of his nation, carrying the mantle that God has assigned to you in the earth today. Listen, great things are coming and God needs you. He needs you on his team. But you got to stand firm. You got to stand strong. So Father, I just thank you for my friends that are watching today. I thank you, Father, that though Tammuz brings a stripping, it is because of you that we will be strengthened at new levels. It's because of you that we'll find out who we really, really are. So Father, we thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus that as you touch each and every person that's watching right now, just lift up your hands. I just believe the Holy Spirit's touching you right now. In the mighty name of Yeshua, God's going to reveal to you. He's even doing it right now. He's even saying, you know what? You need to let go of this. You keep worrying about this. You keep being anxious about this. You keep being fearful about this. We're going to remove this now in the mighty name of Yeshua. I say break right now. I say break those lies off of you. I say break that spirit of death off of you. Break that evil that is surrounding your home right now in the name of Yeshua. Throw out those magazines. Throw out, change TV channels. Do whatever it is that you need to do to walk away from the things that are luring you into lies about who you are. So Father, I thank you. I speak life over my friend right now. Now raise up to your feet. Just get up and just praise him and say, thank you, Jesus. You love me so much. You're going to reveal the things that are pulling me away from you. You're going to reveal the lies of the enemy. You're going to reveal the idols of my heart, and you're going to properly position me for the salvation and the healing and the hope that you have for me and for this royal priesthood and holy nation. As we approach the elections this year in the United States of America, or whatever country you're in, because 64 nations are going to the polls this year, it's time to stand for the Lord. It's time to stand as a royal priesthood and a holy nation. If we don't even know who we are, we're going to vote for things and for people who represent things that do not represent holiness and righteousness. And the only people that can make that change are the people who call themselves a royal priesthood and the holy nation. It's time to stand up and begin to vote the right way. We vote righteousness, holiness, and purity. If that's not a part of the platform, we don't vote for it. And so I want to encourage you, be who God has called you to be. And as the enemy tries to turn it, as he says, well, you won't get provision if you do this. You won't get protection if you do this. You won't get acceptance from people if you do this. You need to look him square in the face and say, devil, you're a liar, because Jesus bought all that back for me. And I can make right choices that are holy and righteous and pure for the kingdom, because I am a royal priest and part of his holy nation. Come on, somebody needs to stand up right now in the mighty name of Yeshua. Listen, give me a high five right now. Share this with a friend. Somebody needs to hear this, because there's some people wavering out there. I mean, you're going back and forth and up and down and right and left. I say stand in the name of Jesus. Get in his word. The word changes the soul. When you read the word, you hear the word, it increases your faith and it changes your soul. There is no way I could speak to you at this level without my having spent years in the Word of God and standing on who God told me I was, even when I didn't feel like I was that person. See, this is the key. This is not about your feelings. It's not about whether or not it feels good or it doesn't feel good, all right? Yes, the presence of God is amazing and it makes you feel good, but this is not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the soulish realm can feel good too. Don't be confused between the two of them. Real truth brings the presence and the glory of God, which feels different than the niceties of the earth realms, okay? Don't get all enticed with all this earthly feel-good stuff. Come on, stand for the truth, and then your feelings will get in alignment. I know this works for somebody right now. I know somebody right now is listening to this, and they're going, oh my gosh, I live by my feelings every day. Listen, even as a Christian, you can't live by your feelings. You got to live by the word. Many times you're going to feel opposite of what the word is telling you. Then you wash yourself in the word until you get your feelings right. This is a training process. Now listen, if you want to learn more about how to be trained properly, join my soul transformation class. We have many biblical life coaches that are teaching the soul transformation class right now. Just go online to dreammentors.org and sign up. It's a 6-week class. There's a book with it. You can go through and you can learn about these things that I'm talking about. Listen, it is time to let these idols go. It is time to step into the power and purpose that God has called you to. It is time to realize your destiny. It's time to learn how to stand strong, understand the spiritual disciplines, begin to be who God has called you to be, a royal priest and a holy nation. Now, so go to dreammentors.org, sign up today. Or maybe you feel like, hey, I already know a lot of this stuff, but I just want to get fine-tuned in it because I want to help teach other people. Then come be a biblical life coach with us. And come take a class. Come take a class called Dream Mentors Biblical Life Coaching. Let us give you a credential. We've got lots of coaches out there that can teach and train you. And then you can go and teach and train other people. Listen, God's calling some of y'all to be coaches, good disciplers. Really, that's what that means. Maybe in your church, people need to learn how to be discipled well. This material is going to help do that. Go to dreammentors.org, sign up. Do you need a coach or do you want to be a coach? One or the other. And we will get you hooked up. Maybe you just need somebody to walk with you through what's going on in your life. That's where we provide coaches for that purpose also. So there's classes and then there's coaches that can talk to you about individual things. That's at dreammentors.org. Or if you go to CandiceSmitherman.com, you can click on the Dream Mentors tab. It's up at the very top, and that'll take you right into the website also. Now, listen, it's the month of Tammuz. Find out what all this means. Get my book on the Hebrew calendar, 365 prophetic revelations from the Hebrew calendar. Don't go through this month alone. You don't have to do that. Every day I'll give you a prophetic word. I will tell you, this book has been tested for for 2 decades. I've been studying this, the Hebrew calendar, and journeying with God through his very own calendar. But find out why this is important. Let me walk with you through Tammuz every single day. You can pray through a prophetic revelation every day. Grab a hold of my book at CandiceSmitherman.com, or you can go to Barnes & Noble, Amazon, all that kind of stuff. But if you come to my website, I've got additional resources too that'll be a blessing. I can teach and share with you some extra things. So go to my website, CandiceSmitherman.com, and we will get you out one of those books. There's every month you can step in on a new day and read a new revelation. We tested these revelations for 5 years. They were the same ones every year. God has been keeping up with his calendar, but we haven't known it because we were on the Gregorian calendar. So it's time for the children of God, the royal priesthood, to get in alignment with his times and seasons. This book's going to help you do that as well. And this is the last thing I want to share with you is come on my ascension classes. I teach about ascension. I teach about the Hebrew calendar, but we also have a time where we talk and connect with each other. It's called my Glory Road Community. I'd love for you to be a part of that. And every month I do a live Zoom call. You get to come on with me. I get to know you. You get to know me. There's people all over the world that are on this call. Twice in one day. I don't have the dates yet for August, and we'll just be doing our July one right now. So you got to get in on August, but go to my website. You'll see a rotating banner. Sign up for Ascend 2024 and you'll get a link to join me in August for the class that we're holding then. So I'm really, really excited that God's going to take you on this journey through the month of Tammuz. Do not be discouraged. Do not be dismayed, for God is with you wherever you go. Be strong and courageous. Remember, that's what he told Joshua, be strong and courageous. What God is doing in you and through you is transforming you into the likeness of his son. And he's properly positioning you to stay ascended with him on the mountain, Mount Zion, the heavenly Jerusalem, where the myriad of angels are, where you have the power and presence of God to rule as a royal priesthood and a holy nation. All right, somebody needs to hear this. Go and share this with somebody today. All right, be blessed.